Hello and welcome to the Birmingham Unsigned podcast, dedicated to bringing you the best unsigned music from the Birmingham area of the UK. In this podcast, we interview local bands and artists to find out more about them and get a little taste of their music. Birmingham Unsigned is run on a voluntary basis, and all of our content is completely, absolutely free. But it does cost money to have things like a website going and to help promotion. And if you wanted to support us, there are a couple of ways you can do that. I'll mention those ways at the end of the podcast. In this episode, there are some issues with the interview audio. The software that we're using to record introduces some timing problems, which makes it sound like people are sort of talking over the top of one another. I promise you that was not the case. None of our guests have been that eager to answer questions that they talk over me. So I do apologise for the audio issues, and I hope it doesn't get in the way of you enjoying the podcast. Welcome, Bluebird, to the Birmingham Unsigned podcast. To start off with, can you tell me who you are and where are you based and what sort of music is it that you create?
Right, I'll start then. I'm Gareth Pask. I play keyboards for Bluebird.
I'm Chris Rowling. I play guitar and sing for Bluebird. I'm from Wolverhampton, and Gareth is from...
I'm from Stoke-on-Trent, yeah.
And what sort of music is it that you create? What genre do you
indie
write in?
Folk.
Fantastic. And you've recently released some new material. Do you want to just tell us what the album's called?
Yeah, the album's called Find Your Way, and it's our second album, following on from Uneven Ground, which we recorded and released 2 years ago.
So how did you actually put the album together? Is it something that you did recording at home? Did you work in studios? How does it actually happen for you?
Well, we decided this time to record at home. So we used actually everything on an iPad that we recorded, but with some quite professional apps on there.
Fantastic.
I've got a bit of experience in mixing and things like that. So we decided to let's go for it. Because, one, we haven't got loads of money to spend, and it was just a really convenient way of working. And, you know, the sort of what you can do now on an iPad is, it's incredible, really. You know, it's not to be sniffed at, you know, so that's what we did this time.
Just, do you mind me asking which app it was that you used on the iPad? I know I'm interested in that side of things.
Well, we used obviously we played our instruments through GarageBand, so we used GarageBand, but we also used Final Touch for the mastering of it as well, and various other apps along the way, which I can't quite recall. If you needed to do something, we'd look up the app to do it as you think. So yeah, it was Final Touch was the which is an excellent mastering app that you can
fantastic.
Use, and GarageBand, which is the main freebie that you get with an iPad.
Yeah, I'm quite familiar with GarageBand. I'm sure a fair few of our other artists are going to be familiar with GarageBand as well, either on the Mac or on the iPad. So we're going to be playing some little snippets from your latest album, or past work, if you'd prefer. What's the first song that you'd like me to play a little snippet from for our listeners?
The best one to go with is probably the title track for the album, which is Find Your Way, which I think's the one we should start with.
Abide me, guide me. Decide for me, I cannot make that choice. Too much on the menu to feed this bursting heart. Someone be my voice. These times are strange. How we can talk in a million ways, but the line's engaged. Could talk in a million ways, a billion ideas, a trillion opinions. Every second of every hour of every day, that's why you can't find your way.
So
So what's it about? Is there any sort of message behind it?
Yeah, it's about like what we're doing now, all the media about being swamped by it, about trying to find your way through it, trying to find order in it. That's what it's about. The irony, eh? The irony that you have to play the song on all these platforms, but we're all swamped by them, you know. So it's about that, really, navigation through the multimedia world of 2020.
It's a tricky thing to navigate at the moment, isn't it? And it's quite a challenge for all of us. As well as putting your stuff out there on Spotify and the various other networks that are around, do you play live as well?
Yeah, we've got quite an extensive set of gigs that we had lined up for this year for the festivals and everywhere across the Midlands and the Northwest. Obviously, like everybody else, the live gigs have all gone to pot at the moment, so we're in the process of rebooking things. But we've been playing extensively live for, like Chris said, for probably the last 3.5-4 years now. So
a fair few gigs under your belt.
Yeah, we know what we're doing.
Are there any particular gigs that you've done, or any sort of venues or stories that you've got about gigs that really stand out in your memory?
I think one of them is we did one in Birmingham, just up the road from you, I'd imagine. You know the Rotunda building?
Yeah, I do indeed.
Did there's a organisation called Songwall with Brendan Poynton, and we did this competition and people had to vote for the favourite songs, and they chose one of ours and we were voted for that, so we got to play in the penthouse suite in the Rotunda, and then they gave us the suite. It was very rock and roll. They gave us the suite, you know, so we could throw televisions out the windows and all that sort of thing, so we stayed in there. So it was a really interesting gig and a really interesting setup. It was very intimate. There was about 30 or 40 people there, but it was a really lovely gig to do, very warm, and I think Gareth would agree.
Oh, totally. It was one of those gigs that will stay with you for a long time because of the connection with the audience. The audience were totally committed to the music. The atmosphere was great. We've got good support and artists around us, and we just hit the button when we were headlining, and we just clicked completely with the audience and with each other, and it just went really, really well.
I think those sort of intimate gigs are amazing for performers and for the anyone watching the gig at the same time. They're some of my favourite gigs, my most memorable gigs that I've been to have been those intimate ones. So I think they're always absolutely amazing. So when you're not being musical, what are you doing? And I mean, you don't have to tell me all about what your jobs are, but what else do you do in your lives?
I've just baked a loaf of bread. That gives me a lot of pleasure, sort of baking and stuff like that. I've got a family. I've got 3 children, and my wife works as a teacher. So it's quite a busy life, really.
My kids are grown up and both left home now. And big thing outside music is hockey. I play hockey to fairly high level. I play for Wales. So due to be going to Tokyo this year for the World Cup, but that's been cancelled. So just waiting to see what's going to happen next.
Oh, blimey. So you both got families. Do you mind me asking how old you are?
I'm the wrong side.
Around about.
The wrong end of
50. I can't remember. to work out our ages, what you have to do, you have to saw through our bones and count the rings in the bones. That's not the only way you can do it.
It'll take a long time to saw through mine.
I'm 56.
And I'm 59.
So might be a slightly different demographic to a lot of the other artists that we've got on the Birmingham Unsigned playlists and roster, so to speak. Have you ever found that it's a challenge being older performers, or does that just mean you've got the experience and you know exactly what you're doing at this point?
No, we did start our hearts just before the gig, and with one of those fibrillator things, and fibrillators, and we seem to just jolt into action. We can do 45 minutes and then they pump us with Viagra and we can do another 40. That's how it works when you get to our age.
Yeah, we take Mick Jagger as an inspiration.
Excellent. So I think it's about time that we play another little bit of one of your songs. What's the next song that you'd like me to play a little excerpt from?
I think the second one you should do is go back to the first album, Uneven Ground, which was written inspired by the plight of the Syrian refugees when that first wave of people came across Europe. And that's the one that really got us noticed to start with. So Uneven Ground is one from the first album that I think people will connect with.
Fantastic. Uneven Ground.
But we're not from here to say we don't belong.
So another song with a real message to it. Do all of your songs have messages? Are they all sort of motivated politically, or have you got anything that's just fully light and fluffy and no real meaning behind
it? Yeah, we've got plenty of those things. It's anything that sort of matters. I'd say everything that we do matters. But it might be a very personal thing, you know, when you get to the ripe old age, what we are. You have to, you know, the personal things, the family things become very important. So you can articulate those through song. But I think the important thing is that you have to articulate them in a way that becomes, there's a universal meaning that someone else can grab into it, not sort of an inward looking piece of indulgence, you know. So I think that things can be political. And I think actually very personal things are political. You know, you're talking about your family, or you're talking about their hopes, their aspirations, their fears. That politics isn't all about flag waving, although it can be and sometimes is necessary.
Of course. And what other artists inspire you as writers? Is there anyone or a group of sort of bands or artists that really have inspired you in what you write?
Well, I think for both of us, we came out of... if you work out our ages and trace it back, you count the rings and you'll find one of those rings is around 1977. And the whole thing for me, and I think for Gareth as well, was the whole punk movement, even though you'd probably say you can't hear it in what we do, even though some people have pointed it out, which is quite strange. But that was the awakening call of getting up and being able to produce things very easily. And I was in bands sort of later on in the 70s. Certainly playing stuff in a very rudimentary way. So that sort of woke me up. But also things like, you know, you can listen to people like Paul Simon. My daughter likes this guy called Rex Orange County. I don't know if you've heard of him, but I think he's extraordinary as a writer. Mm. So stuff like that. And if I'm dragged, you know, I have to be dragged around to concerts to look after my kids, you know. So I went to see 1975. And all that stuff. And to me, I'm not sort of one who just harks back to listening to stuff in the past, although, of course, the past influences us. Paul Simon is an influence. I suppose Dylan is, in a way, in some of his work. So, yeah, that sort of anything sort of goes, really.
I mean, I'll echo that from what Chris is saying. I was very much kind of out of the punk era. We're both really big into the Stranglers. I really enjoyed Elvis Costello and the way he wrote and sang. And the other big influence for me really was Ian Dury and the Blockheads. So that's the sort of trio. And then I was living in Coventry when the Scar happened, so I've got a big Scar background to me as well.
Amazing, great stuff. So have you both been in bands before Bluebird?
I mean, I'd started later than Chris. I didn't come to music until probably about 10 years or so ago, and I worked initially with covers bands, so we did rock covers, normal sort of anthem stuff with Foo Fighters and stuff like that, which was great, really enjoyed that, and did a couple of different bands with that, and then we went to write our own music. That lasted quite well for about 4.5 years with a great bunch of guys, and then when that split up, it just happened to be at the same time that Chris had split with his previous partner, so we ended up jamming a bit together, and it clicked really easily.
And Music, especially in the sort of local scene, is quite a. It can be quite a difficult journey. Have you ever considered giving up? And if you ever have, what is it that keeps you going with music? What is it that continues to feed your inspiration in your musical journey?
Well, I think it's a strange question, isn't that? It's the idea that you give up just because you haven't made it. And I think, you know, and yes. That would make, you know, a really dull music scene, really. So I've never even considered I've considered stopping and not gigging for a bit. But that's half the time because, you know, some of the gigs can be, you know, quite difficult. But the idea of stopping music, it's just, to me, that would be unheard of. It's something that I've done since I was 15 and before. And, you know, I can't see... Why would I'm so used to it that if for good or bad, people might think you should bloody stop. But for good or bad, it's just something that you do. You know,
I think that's what really sets some musicians apart from others. There's a lot who are just in it wanting to get famous, and then there's the real musicians who do it because it's part of them. It's what they want to do, and it sounds like you're in that second.
It's interesting because there was I remember speaking once to a young musician, and he was trying to get a break doing things, and I said to him, and I said, "Music's very important to you," isn't it? And he said, "Yes." I said, "What if you knew in 10 years' time that you wouldn't get anywhere? Would you stop?" And he went, "Yeah, I'd stop." And I thought, "Well, music isn't that important." Because you don't stop because you're not going to get anywhere. I don't think any real musician would do that. Or any, if you've got something to say, you might say to two people, or you might say to 200,000 people. It just depends on your luck half the time.
Mm, absolutely. Have you got any other tips for any of our other Brummy bands and artists that might be listening in?
I think the main tip that we've learned is... use all the connections you've got, talk to other bands, listen to other bands, connect with other bands, make sure you buy their stuff and make them feel good, because at the end of the day, you never know who's going to help you. And you do have such a variety of music across Birmingham, different genres. Don't turn your nose up because somebody's not your genre. Get involved with them, listen to them.
Yeah, I would second that as well. But the Midlands have got, the variety is absolutely incredible. And the age range is incredible. There's a lot of people with lots of experience and some people with little experience who are absolutely brilliant. And I think you've got to embrace all those people because it's, at the end of the day, people listen to you on a radio station. They don't know about age. They don't know about your gender. They don't know about your leanings or whatever. What they want to do is listen to good music. So I think it's about supporting each other as a community because no one else is going to support you. Big business isn't going to support you. So you might as well support each other.
I absolutely agree. And that's what Birmingham Unsigned is really all about. It's getting artists in the West Midlands to support each other and, you know, let all of their fans know about the other artists who are working with Birmingham Unsigned and sort of get everybody listening to everybody and really try to get everybody enthused about the scene when they might perhaps just be into one or two artists. If we can get some real enthusiasm about the whole scene, I think that really, really helps
that's
everything
brilliant.
Out.
You listen to your Spotify playlist. There's a tremendous variety on there as well, isn't it?
Hey, there's some really great stuff on there. I'm constantly amazed by the quality that's
it's
on there.
It's half the time it's luck, isn't it? This, you know, it's luck that you get somewhere. It's a connection. You amount of band you see, and you think, how did they get there? And then you start reading the biography, and you go, oh, that was the dad. You know, now I know, now I understand. So it's, you know, and I think another thing, advice for bands. Just because you haven't got there, just because you haven't got sold loads of records, it's got nothing to do with the quality of your music. That's got nothing to do with it. That's to do with marketing. That's to do with connections. You know, if you believe in your music, you just keep going for it, whether you're young, old, or whatever. And you know, you'll have an audience somewhere as long as you have sincerity in what you do.
Amazing, amazing. So I think it's a good time for us here to look at your third little snippet of music. What would you like us to play for your third
little piece? I think one that's quite topical at the moment would be the second single that we released from the second album, called Song for the Duped. So it's a bit more upbeat, a bit more lively, but got quite a clear message for people.
Fantastic. Little snippet of Song for the Duped.
Sincerity is the myth you'll never see, and you're wasting your breath on me when you mention integrity. So sing the song for the duped with me. You knew the dice were loaded, you knew the deck was stacked, you knew the outcome of this merry game. Your cards were on the table, you knew the deal was fixed, but you threw your hand in just the same.
Beautiful. So that was a snippet from Song for the Duped. So if people want to find out more about you, hear more about your stuff, get in touch and find out about gigs, how would you like people to get all of that
the
information?
The main place that we use is our own website, which is bluebirdbands.co.uk. The bird is B-Y-R-D, not B-I-R-D. So bluebirdband.co.uk. You've got all the gigs, merch, albums, videos, everything on there. We also have a Facebook page that people can go to, and also a Bluebird group for Facebook. And again, it's Bluebird with a B-Y-R-D. Those are the two main areas that we use. We work on Twitter as well. So you've got Twitter handle at bluebirdband. So we're happy to chat to anybody in any format, really.
Thank you guys so much for talking to Birmingham Unsigned today. And I'm sure that everyone that's listening to us around Birmingham and potentially around the world will really enjoy everything that you've had to say. And hopefully we'll go off and give your stuff a good listen. Anything else that you want to say before we sign off?
I just want to say thanks again, Chris, for the opportunity and getting people together in Birmingham. Because as you say, there's a lot of talent out there, and getting people working together will be a massive advantage.
Yeah.
Oh, it is my privilege and pleasure.
Because it is important, you know, especially in these times and in times after these times as well. Got to stick together, got to support each other.
Excellent. Well, guys, enjoy the rest of your day. We hope to hear more of your stuff coming out whenever you next release things. I'd imagine there might be a little bit of a hiatus before the next album, as is sensible. But enjoy everything that you've achieved, and we look forward to hearing more from
Thanks,
you in the
Chris.
Future.
Thank you.
I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast that there are some ways that you can support Birmingham Unsigned. Firstly, you could donate money through PayPal by going to our paypal.me link. The link is paypal.me/BrumUnsigned. If you did want to make a more regular donation, we would be very, very grateful. You can do that through our Patreon page. You can access that from patreon.com/BirminghamUnsigned. If you or any band or artist that you know would like to be interviewed on the Birmingham Unsigned podcast, then drop us an email. It's brumunsigned@gmail.com, and we'll get something sorted. I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast. I look forward to having you here again for the next one. Stay awesome.